And now, we invite the children to come forward for a few words of welcome.
Good morning. Come on down.
Come join us. Chris and I at the front here. Those who wish to come along, it's good to see all of you again. Everybody ready to be back in school and all those kinds of things? Here we go. I'm going to let Chris say some words of welcome to you first. Here, Chris, good to begin another year with you.
Well, thank you, Steve. It's wonderful to be here and to see all of you. We will be starting our classes next week. And right now, it's fun to sort of remember about the summer. I know I have had some wonderful opportunities to travel, and I realized that one of the things that I enjoy the most whenever I travel is to be near a body of water. Sometimes it might be a river with some grass floating in the, you know, sticking up in the middle of it, and a strong current and turtles sunning on the logs, or sometimes it's the ocean when you look and you can't see the other side of the water, or a little pond or lake with trees all around it. But I find that that is someplace that really always recharges me. And I just wanted to share one place of water that we went to, and it was a place up in Northern Ireland. And it's called the Giant's Causeway. And it's the most unusual group of stones that I've ever seen. And I'll just show you one picture of it. They're shaped in sort of like stop sign shapes. And they're tall pillars of stone. And the local folklore said that this was an area that was built by a giant named Finn McCool. And of course, the scientists have a much different explanation for this area. But it was very, it's a spectacular sight to see. And it's sitting at the edge of it, as I find sitting at many other edges of water, it's a place that fills my soul and satisfies my spirit and recharges me. It makes me feel good. So I just wanted to share that, and that's one reason this is such a special service for me. It has to do with water. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. Well, I'd like to offer a story. I may have used this on other occasions, but it's so good I think it's a good thing for us to read and share together as we begin another church year. It's called, Is There a Human Race? Now, Chris is going to help me. This is spontaneous and unrehearsed. Let you guys see this. Now, you're going to open it up so I can see the words, and you guys can see the pictures. How would that be? Because I don't have this memorized. Start right here. Okay. Is there really a human race? Okay. Let me stand up. There we go. Is there really a human race? Is it going on now all over the place? When did it start? Who said, ready, set, go. Did it start on my birthday? I really must know. Did I warm up and stretch? Did I practice and train? Did I get my own coach? Do I get my own lane? Do I race in the snow? Do I race in a twister? Am I racing my friends? Am I racing my sister? Is the race a relay? Is my dad on my team? And his? You know what I mean. Is the race like a loop, an obstacle course? Am I a jockey or am I a horse? Is there pushing and shoving to get to the lead. If the race is unfair, will I succeed? Do some of us win? Do some of us lose? Is winning or losing something I choose? Why am I racing? What am I winning? Does all of my running keep the world spinning? If I get off track when I take the wrong turn, do I make my way back from my mistakes? Do I learn? Is it a sprint, a dash to the end? Am I aware of the time that I spend? And why do I do it, this zillion-yard dash? If we don't help each other, we're all going to... If we don't help each other, we're all going to crash. Yeah. Sometimes it's better not to go fast. There are beautiful sights to be seen when you're last. Shouldn't it be that you just try your best, and that's more important than beating the rest? Shouldn't it be looking out for the end that you judge your own race by the help that you lend? So take what's inside you and make big, bold choices. And for those who can't speak for themselves, use bold voices. And make friends and love well. Bring art to this place and make the world better. For the whole human race. And that's what our church school program is about. The ways to you to learn to help one another, to love one another, to love yourselves, and to make the world better for the whole human race. That's what we're about here in this service. That's what we're about here in this church. We welcome you to our church school program, and you'll be getting with your classes next Sunday. Thank you for being with us. You may rejoin your parents. Thank you. Thanks.